For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, welcome to the James and Kim Cast. I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson.
All right, so a couple of things we're going to be talking about. The study found that our metabolism doesn't slow down until what age? So, no excuse. Also, the top tattoo designs we're Googling in 2021. We'll have fun with this. You have a tattoo?
I do not have a tattoo.
Really?
Okay. I'll tell you why later. Okay. In this podcast, okay?
Okay. And then we've got George Mullinax. He's the publisher of Cityscope magazine. One of my favorite, and I love each and every edition of Cityscope magazine. This is probably one of my favorites. It's the 2021 annual high school football collector's edition. And it keeps getting bigger and better every single year. So George Mullinax with Cityscope magazine's on the show today.
All right, let's start things off with a smile. Did you know you can have the world's fastest internet for just $67.99 a month? How cool is that? And it's only available thanks to our sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics.
All right, so most of us pack on a few extra pounds in our 30s and 40s, and we always blame our metabolism, right?
Yes, of course.
Because everyone knows that it slows down as you age. But you might not be able to use that excuse anymore.
I don't like this at all.
I like excuses. I don't like this one. This new study came out on, it just came out a few days ago. It came out on Friday that found your metabolism doesn't actually slow down that much as you hit middle age.
Researchers actually found that it peaks when we're babies around age one, and then it gradually slows down until we're 20, but from 20 to 60, it plateaus and stays pretty consistent. So if you gain weight in your 40s and 50s, I would never do that. There are other factors at play. I still claim it's metabolism.
It makes sense to me. But then I'm thinking, okay, they're saying middle-aged is 60. See, that's another big question. When is middle-aged?
You know, you're only as old as you feel, and I still feel like I'm 18.
You know, one thing that we talked about this briefly on the show a couple of days ago. In fact, it was a wet and rainy, crazy traffic and weather day, and we didn't talk about it a whole lot. But Skatester, gamer app, mm-hmm. Skatester came out with a survey, and the thing is, I mean, they're the ones that.
It's a gaming app.
It's a gaming
right?
app that came out with this, saying that you can burn as many calories playing 2 hours video games, and that's equivalent to 1,000 push-ups.
No,
that's ridiculous.
But okay, I will say this: a lot of the gaming things now, you can do the virtual gaming, and you're using your body. So maybe, or if you're screaming at your TV.
Oh, screaming at your TV?
Up and down on the couch, right?
Yeah,
down and you're jumping up and down?
Now, if you're doing one of those virtual games and you're moving a lot and you're kind of all over the place, kind of like shadow boxing. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense to me.
But other than that, 1,000 sit-ups or push-ups, you need to be doing those, right? Oh, God, I hate doing those.
Drop down and get me 50. So why don't you have a tattoo?
All right. So when I was about 13 years old, my grandfather, we were sitting outside by a pool, and he had a tattoo on his forearm from when he was in the Navy. And he said he didn't like it in his older age. And he said, Kim, promise me that you'll never get a tattoo. Promise me. Well, and for some reason, it stuck with me all those years, and sure. I've never gotten a tattoo.
That would stick with someone. What was it? Was it an anchor?
It was an anchor with, the pretty mermaid girl on it. And he was just like, I did this when I was so young, and I regret it now.
Yeah. Did he remember doing it?
I never asked that question.
You never did
ask
that question. Okay, right. I love those old school anchor, U.S. Navy tattoos. So, yeah, the top tattoo designs that we're Googling in 2021. I don't have a tattoo. I don't have anything against it, but good gracious, everywhere you turn, especially if you're watching sports, I mean, tattoos, that's a, it's a, it's a big deal. But I've thought about getting a tattoo because...
You're an Iron Man, and you thought about that one, right?
Well, sure. When you've done a full Iron Man, you get the M and the little dot on top of it, mm-hmm. I believe it is. And they say that, yeah, you deserve a tattoo, and most people put it on their right calf because you're the one that's passing everybody else, and they look down. But the thing, my girl's been wanting to get me, has been wanting me to get one of those Iron Man tattoos. But I don't have to, stamp something on my body to say, look what I've done. I don't know.
I do find tattoos artistic and beautiful, and I hear it's quite addictive once you get one.
That's what I've heard. And I want to look. I'm not knocking Iron Man tattoos, trust me, but I don't know. It's still there's still a part of me that's like, well, I don't know. My girls want me to get one. Nah, I'll get one. But I haven't gone that route yet. I have talked about possibly getting a tattoo. Have you seen these tattoo wedding rings?
Oh, you should totally do that because you are very prone to losing wedding rings. I'm just saying.
I'm always fiddling with my wedding ring, and I'll put it down somewhere and lose it. But Christy finally got me one of those not plastic, but what do you call it?
The little rubber rubber bands.
Yeah, silicone.
Yeah, because there's a gold river in the bottom. There's a gold ring in the bottom of the Hiawassee. There's one, I believe, in a sea in Florida.
Okay, yeah,
let's see, where's another one? Maybe at the bottom of a sink somewhere.
it's somewhere lodged in my dog's colon, for sure. That's definitely happened before. So looking at the top tattoo designs that folks are Googling this year so far, butterflies.
Semicolons. And I looked at that and thought, why?
I had to look this one up, but that's suicide awareness,
right? It is. So suicide awareness. Mm. Sunflowers. Vanessa Hudgens got one last year, and roses. So flowers in general are very popular. This one is a little strange to me. Skeleton hands.
Huh.
Like doing skeleton hands.
You know what's really... I just, when I see someone, and this is kind of rare, but when they have a tattoo on their face, doesn't Post Malone's the one that
has them on
the
his
tattoos
face.
On his face. I'm like, oh my word, are you going to regret that? So, I mean, there's things you can hide if you're not, I don't know, but you can't hide too much unless you're wearing a mask.
I mean, I just never understood face tattoos because... My rule would be if I were to get a tattoo, it would be able to cover it up when I needed to appropriately.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at snakes, a cross tattoos. Folks are Googling.
Koi fish and lotus flowers. Koi fish are so pretty. I can see why that's very popular.
We want you to comment on this. Do you have a tattoo? I have to admit, I'm amazed, and you mentioned this briefly a few moments ago. I am amazed by the artistry with these. I've got some friends that are tattoo artists, and it's like, how in the world do you do this? It's amazing.
They're super, uber, incredibly talented.
Yeah, and they're so detailed in their work, whether it's on someone's back or thigh or chest. So,
I think they're beautiful, and maybe you'll work on getting a tattoo, James. I'd like to see that. I want to be there when you get it.
Wait, what? The tattoo on my finger? That's one thing.
Yeah, well, if you get the Iron Man on the back of your leg, because it's going to go like...
Oh, does it hurt?
In there with a little needle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, that's probably one reason why I don't want to get a tattoo. That's another reason I'll put on my list, not getting a tattoo. I wonder if George Mullinax, the publisher of CityScope magazine, has a tattoo.
Don't, okay?
I won't ask him. He's on hold right now. Hello, George. Thanks so much for being a part of the Change of Kim cast.
It's great to be with you guys.
Oh, it's always great when you're with us. Okay, so I love CityScope magazine. I read it every single month. I love the local stories. But I have to say, the high school football edition is usually one of my favorites because you have such cool features in it.
Yeah. Well, we do. In addition to, we show 40 teams that are across 9 different counties. They compete in 16 different regions. And for every team, we show the coach and his views on the team and key players and schedules and stats and rosters. And, you know, in total, James and Kim, in this publication, we show, list or note, 2,200 athletes. So it's quite a composition of athletes from our area. And you're right, Kim, we have these incredible stories that we have each year. One of them this year, for example, is about the greatest quarterbacks to come out of our area in the last 70 years, and it goes back to 1949.
Wow.
And then another one is Cinderella stories, which are teams that just achieved the unimaginable. And then another one that I love is called Heroes on the Field, local football greats that chose to serve our country. And these are guys that, you know, they played football here in our area, and they went on to serve our country. And of course, they're just heroes. And it's just remarkable for us to be able to include them and to show, you know, their stories. And of course, we show the top players that are being watched by colleges across the country that are in our area. So it's really everything you'd ever want to know about high school football in one really, really pretty publication.
You guys go deep. I mean, it is in-depth for sure. So, George, I ask you this all the time. Every year when we interview you, whether it's on television or radio, I'm always amazed of how much work is put into this special edition. When do you guys start working on this?
We actually start the 1st of March. So it takes us about 5 months to pull it together. And we just have a great team. We have an incredibly talented group of people that work together in a very creative and collaborative way and as one team. And they just achieve remarkable things together as a group. They really do.
I love these features, you know, greatest quarterbacks of all time, Cinderella stories, heroes on the field. I want to home in on greatest quarterbacks of all time. Can you give us, because we don't want to give out too much information because we want people to obviously buy this magazine, but how many quarterbacks are listed under the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
Well, I'd say it's 41 are listed, and it's really been amazing to see how many incredibly talented athletes who played the position of quarterback have come out of our area. But, you know, Steve Sloan, who graduated from Bradley Central in 1961 and was All-State there, went on to become an All-American in Alabama and played for the Atlanta Falcons. He's number one. And the 1949 quarterback is a gentleman by the name of Hal Ledyard, who went to Chattanooga High.
Right.
Who graduated from CCA, went to UTC, which at that time was UC, and played in not only the Canadian Football League, but also the National Football League. So he's our oldest recipient, and Steve Sloan is our number one. And then in between there, you've got 39 other quarterbacks.
That's a lot.
George, what I love about this is that every year I find myself sitting down with this edition with my dad, and there are always, there are always memories that are – That come up. And so I want to encourage everybody to get this because you can have, you know, those memories too with especially the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I'm thinking, how hard was that to come up with going back to the 40s?
I just encourage people to get this magazine because as a parent of a student athlete, not a football player though, but to get mentioned in a magazine where 2,200 athletes are mentioned in this magazine, that they may stop playing after high school. This may be the one time they get that, and that's pretty darn special.
It really is, Kim. I played high school sports as well, and I still have my scrapbook. And one of the ones I think I played basketball one time, and I scored 1 point, and I cut the clipping out of the paper. You know, so,
sure.
But it is so special to you as memories and as parents as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it is. It's really special. And when you're in high school, if you're included in a really really pretty publication like this, it means something to the athlete and obviously to the parents. And of course, we use this to raise money for our schools. So, I mean, we really try to involve this community in a big way. And I think we do. I mean, and like you said, James, the memories are unbelievable. I mean, when you start talking about a guy that was a great linebacker at Soddy Daisy, went on to West Point, went from West Point to serve in the Army, had several missions in Iraq, married his high school sweetheart, is now living in Soddy Daisy. I mean, that just touches my heart.
Sure.
And what I'm talking, this is one of the several we included. This was a gentleman by the name of Kevin Beavers, Major Kevin Beavers. And gosh, what, you know, what an outstanding young man who has given, you know, his life, you know, has given his time and life to serve our country and played high school football here and was a standout.
Yeah.
So it's very touching, very touching.
I can't wait to read these stories. I'm so looking forward to getting my my hands on a copy. So with that being said, and obviously we touch on this every year, how it can raise money for your school. Tell us how this works, George.
So every year we engage with all the booster clubs, and we let them know that we're going to have the magazine available for them at no cost for them to sell. And then with the help of people like yourselves and others in the media here in Chattanooga, you know, we promote this and we encourage people to buy the magazine from their booster clubs. And, you know, we've had, you know, one coach for perspective came in and said, you know, it cost me $100 to outfit one athlete between the helmet and shoulder pads, you know, all the gear. And it's probably even more now. And, you know, if they sell $1,000, in magazines, then they're outfitting 10 kids on the team. And he said, you know, I'm going to use this to raise money for our school. So we really encourage everybody to buy from the booster clubs. You know, we really have a heartfelt desire to help the programs here to succeed and to help contribute to their program. So they're picking magazines up now, and hopefully they'll encourage their parents to buy it from them, and the parents will reciprocate by buying it and essentially get a beautiful magazine and give back to their school.
And, George, I'm looking, and, I mean, you guys cover so many high schools, not only in Tennessee, but in Georgia as well.
Yeah. It's a real effort to pull it all together. And, again, we have a great group of people, and they know the coaches now. They're used to hearing from us. So, you know, they're so busy, you know, they're trying to get their teams organized. They're trying to figure out who's going to play in what position. And, you know, they have a dead period in June, I believe, where they can't practice. And so we're bugging them for information and rosters and pictures and numbers and, you know, what year are they in? And fortunately, they just have been so supportive and helpful for us. And that's allowed us to pull this thing together.
Well, George, we love it. We love CityScope, and can't wait to see this latest episode for the annual high school CityScope magazine. And thanks for all the hard work you and your staff do to create this fundraiser for the schools.
Well, I just can't thank you guys enough for allowing me to be on your show. You know, I love the work you do. I've loved listening to your show, and I just can't thank you enough for including me. I really appreciate it.
Well, hats off to you and your entire team at CityScope. Get the 2021 annual high school football collector's edition. Oh, my word. You got to get your hands on this. And once again, when you purchase this, you're supporting a local school. George, appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much. Sure appreciate it.
Don't you love George?
Oh, he is one of the nicest men, seriously. And they really do a great job with that magazine. All right, before we wrap things up, we've got to thank our sponsors one more time. Remember, for only $67.99 a month, you can get The Gig from EPB.
And we appreciate you listening to the James and Kim Cast. Tell your friends about the James and Kim Cast. Share us, like us, and connect with us, sunny923.com. And make sure you listen to the James and Kim Show on Sunny 92.3, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. until, what time do we get off the air? 10.
Well, technically 10, but we don't talk a lot in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's right. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, Monday through Friday. All right. That's going to wrap it up for the James and Kim Cast. Thank you very much for listening. And we leave you. Don't you love hearing high school marching bands? This goes back a couple of years ago. Here's the Dalton High School marching band. Until next time, so long.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.